Good evening. I'm going to call this Board of Commissioners meeting to order for November the 1st, 2021. Welcome everyone, either by way of Zoom or in person. We appreciate you being with us. First on the agenda is to do a roll call. So for the commissioners that are present, if you will, just say present. Commissioner Robertson.
Present.
Commissioner Trent. Commissioner Wesson.
Present.
And I'm Tammy Lee. I'm present. And I believe Commissioner Atkins is not with us this evening, either in person or by way of Zoom. So at this time, I'd like to ask Reverend Williams if he would step up to the mic and give the invocation for the evening.
Father, first of all, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, God, for this day, for life, health, and strength. And we ask now that you will bless this setting with wisdom, knowledge, and God, help us to realize that you are God and that you are in control. We thank you for what you're doing and for what you're yet going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mr. Williams came as part of the audience, and I asked him to say the prayer for me because it's my turn. So thank you so much. If you will stand and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next on the agenda is public comments. Anyone that wishes to make public comments, you have 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone and introduce yourself and give your address, please.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Deborah Taylor, and I live at 2029 Charles Taylor Road, Olander, in the beautiful Snakebite voting precinct of Bertie County. And I wanted to come forward tonight and comment on the situation brewing with the Bertie EMS, because their role is so crucial to the well-being of every resident of this county. I'm a citizen who chose to come to Bertie County 7 years ago and call it home. And coming here, I knew the county was rural and that resources were limited. But one of the first reassurances I had when I was moving here was this great information that I heard about Bertie EMS and how it was this groundbreaking program that was a role model for so many other rural EMS teams in North Carolina. When we as citizens call 911, our first responders come to help. That's what just what heroes do. And so we saw during a global pandemic, EMS staff came to 6 rescue calls in my neighborhood. I live in a rural community of older adults, of aging population, like so much of Bertie County. In fact, one time I was the caller who dialed 911. One of my elderly neighbors had called me because she had fallen. And when I got over to help her, I could see clearly I could do nothing to help her. So I called them and they arrived quickly and they treated my friend and neighbor with the utmost of compassion and dignity when they got there. It was a level of care that any of us in her situation would hope to receive. Now, granted, Bertie County has limited funds and resources, but the most basic expectation of citizens and the most fundamental role of government is to protect public safety. Without safety, we have nothing. Our county can't grow. Our best and brightest young people will continue to leave if we can't meet basic needs. Budgeting and funding are a problem, but these are a matter of setting priorities and eliminating inefficiencies. Our first responders have worked tirelessly with our citizens throughout COVID-19, even as other county employees had the option of working from home or staying in this building away from the public. And now our EMS teams are working too long of shifts, they're struggling with exhaustion, and they feel overwhelmed. This situation is dangerous and unsustainable. It only forces more employees to leave for better working conditions and more money in their pockets in the face of inflation. Continuing to cause EMS burnout is like playing with fire. Once you strike a match, an inferno can consume a house quickly if it's not snuffed out. Every Bertie citizen is someone's child, someone's parent, someone's sibling or friend or colleague. Every life in our county deserves a timely EMS response because every resident is precious to someone. So I'll leave you with this. I'd like to thank Mr. Cooper and the EMS staff, our county's volunteer firefighters, dispatchers, and sheriff department employees. We see them working every day. And commissioners, kicking the can down the road on this shouldn't be an option for us. We really rely on you to ensure our public safety. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Taylor.
Are there any other public comments?
I want to make a statement about our trash points, and I'm focuses on one on Highway 17 North going towards the Edenton and the one here out on 1317. Number one, most of the time is full. Number two, secondly, I don't think it's fair to our senior citizen, and I'm a senior citizen, but I'm not in my 80s. I got a mom that's 80, uncle that's 85. And to go and to take trash to these two sites that I'm aware of, and it's full most of the time, and you got to turn around and take it back or haul it somewhere else. It's not full to those that are of age. It's not fair even to me as a taxpayer. Number three, it's a sore eye. I travel a lot, but going to Williamson and coming back into town and look to the right and to see that trash thing full just about 90% of the time, it looks bad coming into our city. And so I wanted to address it and say something about it. I think it needs to be addressed even the more, and I'm pretty sure it has been addressed before, but there's no excuse as taxpayers that we go to these sites. The employees there, only thing they can do is make the call and say the site is full. And then they give you the number to call prior to going to make sure you're not loaded to take trash there and can't get rid of it. And so I'm concerned. There's other folks that's concerned. I want answers. I'm pretty sure other folk won't answer why these things are not being done, being picked up accordingly. I don't think it's an excuse. If it's a hot spot for trash, then whoever is in control should be the ones to make sure that truck rotates and take care of that trash versus hauling it back home. And I've done that several times. And I didn't mention who I was, but I live here in the city limits. I'm Pastor Williams. I live out on 102 North Middle Street. I pastor the church. We just bought the building here on 509 South King Street. And we're concerned as a citizen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other public comments? Are there any on the Zoom? I can't hear you.
We don't have anyone in the chat that has made any comments.
All right, thank you. I'm just to remind those in the audience and those listening that there will be another 3-minute comment section after the at the end of the meeting. Next on the agenda is the update on the project closeout of the library and North Carolina Cooperative Extension Facility by Amber. Amber, are you with us? I don't see her listed.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, okay.
Okay, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, technical difficulties. So just to give a quick update, as you mentioned, we're kind of in the closeout phase now. I was on site, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and most of the issues had been taken care of, or they're currently on the warranty list for the contractor. I know the parking lot was one of the main concerns, which when I was on site, they had started cutting them out, the sections that needed to be repaved, and I believe they have been paved at this time. And so as soon as I get the rest of all their closeout documents, I'm going to go back out and take pictures and document everything and see. But I haven't been out there quite yet. The punch list items that we had from April, which was the, you know, the walkthrough that we did, had mostly been done. And so we had a couple of small things that we just moved to the warranty list so that we could start all the closeout documents at this time. I reached out to Golden Leaf last week as well and gave them an update. And I believe we have 60 days past the final walkthrough, which we're counting as October 20th. So we're basically saying the contractors fulfilled their requirements other than the warranty items, and we are ready to execute their final payment. And we'll keep tracking all of those items, and then we'll get all the red line drawings and all the other closeout documents together and submit to the county so that they can also turn over to Golden Leaf and close it out.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
No
Are there
problem.
Any questions for Amber? No questions? All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I'd like to back up just 1 second. For those of you that made public comments, we heard what you had to say. It's being addressed on both situations. I don't want you to sit there and think that we just totally ignored you. Yeah, so it has been addressed. It's going to be addressed. It's a continuous, especially with the trash, sir. Next on the agenda is the Board of Elections update by Director Sheila Holloman. Is Sheila, are you with us?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to give you an update on the upcoming election tomorrow. The 8 towns in Bertie County will be electing mayors and town council members. The towns are Askeyville, Powellsville, Orlando, Coleraine, Kelford, and Lewiston Woodville. So any citizen who lives inside the city limits of those towns can go to their vote polling place tomorrow and vote. The town of Kelford and Roxville, they normally share a voting place at the town, at the fire station, but the municipal elections, the town of Roxville votes at the town hall. The elections begin at 6:30 a.m. and they go through 7:30 p.m. If you want to see a sample ballot, you can go to the state board website, and under voter search, you would just enter your information. And when you click on your name, it will show your polling place and your sample ballot. The town of Windsor. I also forgot the town of Windsor.
So the town of Windsor's election is tomorrow also?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions for Ms. Sheila?
I would just ask Ms. Holloman, you know, do you have any unmet needs for the, you know, polls tomorrow? You have plenty of, you know, poll workers and all the things that are required for all of the sites. Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir. We're pretty much covered, and it'll be it's usually a small election. There's not a lot of voting. A lot of people don't vote, but we encourage people to come out and vote. And we do have the PPE measures set up at the polling places as we did in November. We have masks available, sanitizer, and everyone will get their own pen to vote. And we do sanitize the voting booths immediately after a voter comes to vote. So it will be safe for voting. Well, thank you so much. I was unsure whether or not this was the right forum, but I just want to thank the citizens of Bertie County and the county manager, the commissioners, for all of the support during my tenure as elections director. And I'm hoping that you will find a replacement that will carry on for Bertie County. But yeah, and I've enjoyed working my entire time at Bertie County. I started out in the IT department and then I moved to inspections. So I just appreciate everything and thank you again for allowing me to serve the citizens of Bertie County.
And you're leaving on a high note. Are we using our
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah, so you're leaving on a very good note.
Great shape.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ms. Holloman, Commissioner Wesson, I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, extraordinary service here to the citizens of this county, not just in elections, but in every job that you've held with the county. You know, your service has been extraordinary and it's always so not customer, but citizen focused. And so you've left a lot, big shoes to fill, but we wish you the very best in retirement. And, you know, maybe now that you're going to leave that job, maybe there's some other things that you could do with the county. We've got a lot of boards and things like that. With your experience, we'd love to have you consider at some point. But thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Director Holloman, while we still have you, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
After tomorrow's election, next month, the month of December, begins the filing period for some positions. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what those dates are? You have those in front of you?
I do. December the 6th through the 17th, the filing would be for the offices that would be on the ballot in March. Then that's March the 3rd. Sheriff, the clerk of court, and we have three commissioner seats. District 2, which is Mr. Atkins' seat. District 3, which is Tammy Lee, and then District 5, Ron Robinson. So, yeah, filing begins December the 6th.
We also have the House and the Senate seats. Going to be on that ballot?
I'm not quite sure, Commissioner Lee, about the state positions that are on the ballot.
Hold on. Good afternoon. This is Ron Robinson. I totally concur with Commissioner Wilson said, and everyone, Commissioner Lee and the manager, I had an opportunity to serve on your board. I got an outstanding job, and I'm sad to know that you're retiring, so I'm glad for you. And I wish you the best in your retirement.
Thank you so much.
December the 31st?
Yes.
Not the first, but the 31st.
The 31st, yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Holloman, this is Commissioner Trent. I also want to say we appreciate your service in Bertie County and the support and the systems that you put in place for the elections and the hard work you've put forth ever since I've been involved. And I want to just tell you thank you and congratulations on your retirement and with you moving forward in retired life.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, Lee, I would offer one piece of information, you know, concerning the not the municipal elections, but the elections in next November. You know, there have already been at least two legal challenges made to the state in terms of their redistricting. So we'll see how long it takes the courts to decide. You know, we are already set in terms of the House district. We were in with four other counties previously, but now District 1 was the first new district to be locked in, and we are there with Martin and Edgecombe in the new District 1. So that will likely have new representation since our current House member lives in a different county. We're not really sure what's going to happen on the Senate side yet. There are two different plans, but regardless, all of the lines in most impacted areas, certainly in our districts, House and Senate, are going to be challenged, have already been challenged, should I say. So it'll be interesting to see how that fares. So.
Well, thank you, Ms. Holland. And y'all try not to work too hard, but make sure everything's due tomorrow. Next on the agenda is the county branding and tall glass of water phase one updates by project consultant Robin Payne.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
I guess just for the record, I know all the commissioners know, but for the record, we can talk about tall glass of water real quick. That we did receive our grant to finish out phase one of Tall Glass of Water. We received from the North Carolina Water Resources Development Grant $197,226,000. That would finalize what we need for phase one.
All of phase one was all grant money.
Right, right.
That's important.
With the exception of $50,000.
Yeah, that we put in.
But on $1 million project. That's really wonderful. So then also from North Carolina Water Resources Development Group, we received $151,198 for the shoreline stabilization along the cliff there. So happy about that. It is not water-based recreation, but I think it's a big step forward in preserving and protecting, you know, Bertie's assets, which is water and your nature-based environment. So very happy about that. Then for branding, last time I met with you, we looked at Destination by Design. We received an estimate from them for $27,000, which compared to other estimates that I had received is much less.
And where's that money coming from?
We have that money already set aside at branding money from USDA.
That was grant money.
Right, right. So this is phase two of our branding. Our technical assistance money from USDA was for creating a bigger impact for small businesses throughout the county. So branding, of course, does that. So yeah, I'm happy. I think it's a good price. And I'd like to seek approval to move forward with the county manager in developing a contract with Destination by Design.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to move forward.
Is there a second?
Second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Yeah, their material was really impressive. Yeah, and some of the counties that they've worked in.
Yeah, I'm happy. When we talked to them right before COVID, we received just a verbal estimate, but it was significantly higher. I know they're doing some other work out in the eastern part of the state, so I'm happy they're starting to have a presence here. So yeah.
We have a lot of partners and enthusiasm about this project.
Good.
All around the country, but especially around the state.
Right.
So
right.
It's wonderful.
Very happy. So any other questions?
I'd like to say one thing for the record. I mean, I know Robin doesn't like to toot her own horn, but I'm going to toot it for her, okay? Because the work that she has done has been incredible. When we talk about a project of this size and being able to do this primarily out of grant funds. And these are competitive grants. This is not something you just throw your name in the hat and, you know, you're sure to get it. On both of these grants, one of them, and they grade these grants and score them against each other, graded as the number one submitted grant out of all submitted, and the other one rated as number three. And you know, when we did the last one, the Parks and Recreation, it was so good that they actually used that as kind of the example of how grants should be written to Parks and Recreation. So, Robin, you know, you do an incredible work, and we wouldn't be where we are without your support. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Thanks, Robin.
Great work. Great work. See you later. We look forward to the next update. Okay, on to the next agenda item, EMS staffing update by Emergency Management Director Mitch Cooper.
Good evening, Commissioners.
Good evening, Mitch.
I am your Emergency Services Director, Mitch Cooper, for Burke T. County Emergency Services. First off, thank you for the kind words to our department. We have a wonderful staff, and they look forward to helping the citizens of Burke T. County, and they take pride in that. And to the Commissioners, thank you for your support. Thank you for taking the last meeting and working with me, and look forward to continuing to do that work as we start to find a resolution. Tonight, I've come up here to speak about what our current situation is. And right now, we're still at 8 positions short. We had a paramedic move over from the transport side that recently graduated from paramedic school, and we took a part-time employee, and she agreed to come on full-time. That's a great step forward in our direction. So now we're 8 positions short. We're still a full truck short every day. And currently, we're backfilling that with a FEMA federal strike team truck that's come in. Our paramedic is from Miami. Our EMT is from South Carolina. And the truck come from somewhere out of Louisiana. So, they're a wonderful group of guys. They have meshed well with our crews. They're getting along great. We've been fortunate enough to have lunch with them several times, go out there and cook for them and take them out or bring them something to eat. They're working 12 hours a day, nonstop, no days off for us for 14 days. Wow. We will go back up to be reevaluated on Wednesday. I called today and trying to get that moved up to today so I could give y'all some information. Of course, the state told me I would have to wait till Wednesday afternoon till they had that meeting. We continue to advertise. Well, back to that federal truck, it has helped the morale of our employees, knowing that they have some help here to get some of the stress off of them. And I have sent out emails and talked to them one-on-one about everything the commissioners and everybody's doing, and they're appreciative, and they're hanging in there, and they're keeping their heads held high. So I did pass on that word, as I was asked to do in the last meeting. We've received one application so far, and this person is in another organization, but we do have a salary gap, and we're being considered, but we haven't had a finalization whether that person's coming to our organization or not. Of course, we don't have applications pouring in at this time. We are fighting, and we are communicating, and we are advertising, and word of mouth is our biggest thing. Is we want help, we need help, and we run a pretty good organization. I mean, you know, when we go to meetings and we talk about what our capabilities are, I'm very proud of what y'all have allowed us to do and helped us build. So we're going to keep pushing forward. I was asked to speak on the staffing this evening. And as we see things grow, I'm sure you'll probably see emails come out of our office stating what we're looking at and how we are growing. So any questions for me this evening?
I would just like to make a statement more than a question. So at our last meeting where you came to us, you know, we did a lot of brainstorming that night. And ever since then, we've still been brainstorming, trying to come up with the right solution, the solution that's going to best work for your department and our budget. unfortunately, that's an ugly word, but it's a necessary word. So we will continue. Commissioner Wesson has asked for a work session to continue the dialogue and continue brainstorming. And I've was on a Zoom call last week. I've given the staff, the county manager and assistant county manager, some research to do on some more possible solutions. Commissioner Trent's had a great idea. So Commissioner Robertson, so we've all been brainstorming ever since the last meeting we had with you. So just to let the public know that we do take it very serious, and we want to help. We want to do everything in our at our ability and our what we can do to help the situation. But we are very grateful for the FEMA truck. If you can pass that along so they can stay a little bit longer with us. I have not seen them yet, but I hope to see them in town one day and thank them personally.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Cooper, I want to tell you, thank you very much for what you've done. You've really raised the bar here and put something here with the county commissioners in Bertie County to service our citizens. And we darn sure don't want to lose it. Okay. Right. Our main concern right now is retention. Okay. And to let you know, I'm 100% about EMS because I was one of the commissioners that was here that started this against, as you know, a firestorm of controversy and things of that nature, but it's something that needs to be here in Bertie County, and we're paramedic level. Is Martin County paramedic level?
Not at this time.
No, is sir. Hertford County paramedic level?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay. So, in other words, Bertie County moved in a direction in 2013, I believe, was it?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
That nobody even wanted to attempt to in a county that was a tier one like this. And the situation is we have held our heads high. We've been recognized in a state. We've been asked to go into other counties to take care of emergency situations for them. And I have to say, it's due to your professionalism and the way that you treat people and the way that you deal with your people that are on staff. You have raised morale. Just working for you makes people want to be here. Now, we got to do what we need to do. That's okay. Right. And that's all there is to it. We got to do what we need to do.
We're going
to come
up with
a solution. And I'm firm about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've seen your people in action on Saturday. My sister, 82 years old, daughter had called 911. Your people came and done an outstanding job. Not only for my sister, they do an outstanding job as the most professional EMS service in the state of North Carolina. I went to a conference and I have a witness, and I told them that we could pick them up against any county in North Carolina in the state, and we'd come out number one. Is that correct, Commissioner Lee?
Yes, it is. I heard you.
I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure that my EMS people are taken care of.
Thank you.
Jeremy? First of all, let me say that the comments from all three of my fellow commissioners have been spot on. And Ms. Taylor, thank you for, you know, as a citizen coming forward to speak to the importance of this. We don't take this situation lightly by any stretch of the imagination. As Commissioner Trent said, we made some tough decisions back in 2013 in terms of, should we do this? There was a lot of opposition, but we knew that our citizens deserved a high level of emergency management service. And, you know, we have the highest, largest senior percentage-wise population in the region, fastest growing. We're one of the largest counties in the region, so distance and things like that with one hospital. So we wanted to do something special and unique to set us apart, and we've done that. And I got to say that your management and your administrative team and all the folks who work for you and with you have done a tremendous job. Now, to that regard, you presented some ideas to us for us to consider. All of us have made input and, you know, even have some new ideas that we want to share with you. I'm going to say to the chair and to the board that I do want to request a work session for as soon as we can put it together, hopefully, certainly within the next couple of weeks at the most, so that we can address, not only address, but build some solutions. We want all of the citizens and people who work for EMS to know that we are going to move. We're going to move rapidly. We're going to make decisions that are in the best interest of both citizens and the staff. And we're going to move quickly to do that. So, Mitch, thank you. I'm sure that we'll set that date, and we'll move rapidly.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You may not know, but I received a text message from one of your staff members. I'm very worried about you early on, even before you came to our meeting. And anyways, they hold you in high regard, and that speaks volumes. So we just need to do what we can to help you. Yeah.
Well, I'm born and raised in Bertie County. I won't leave you with a sinking ship.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch. Thank you.
Bertie strong.
Next on the agenda is financial overview of the first quarter by Finance Director William Robertson.
Good afternoon, Commissioners.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Wayne.
My packet may seem a little big compared to what I normally do, and I want to go over it real quick. Excuse me. The green sheet is my summary comparison where I compare where we are this year to where we were last year. So you got the percentages over on the side. As you can see, revenue year to date through September was like 11% compared to 9.6 last year, which means we are getting a little bit more revenue in than what we did last year. If you go down to the bottom, it looks like expenses are 17.9 compared to 16, which makes it look like we're spending a little bit more. But there's two things to consider. One is that our divisor is a lot less because we cut back on our budget. So when you make a smaller number, the percentage is going to kind of increase. And number two, and I'll talk about this in a second, the timing of certain things coming through may occur in September, may occur in October. So there's situations where something may have come in a little earlier that got paid for that did not get paid for last year. So in order to do that, I come up with this idea of the sheet that's attached. It's basically our year-to-date report. Every line item for Fund 10 and the back page is Fund 60, which is the water fund. And I just simplified it and put in the budget, revised budget, and the year-to-date total in September for 2021, along with 2022. One of the things I find that was kind of interesting is if you go along and look, you can kind of see that how it runs. Like we have 1.9 million collected in taxes compared to 2.2. So tax-wise, we're doing a little bit better. If you go through and look at some of the line items, they look pretty much in tune. What I'd like for you to do is to flip over a couple of pages, and over on the left-hand side, there's like 10-41-10, and I'm not picking on y'all, but just the governing body. I think it should be like the third page back.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that the actual year-to-date was 37,000. The actual year-to-date now is 41,000. And you look at an increase of 4,000, you may say, what's that? But if you look up at the line items, you'll see that travel was a little bit more intense this year than it was last year. And y'all are aware you did not go anywhere last year. Yeah. Looking down at the next section, 4120, which is administration, you'll see 63 last year to 89. Keep in mind, we did not have an assistant county manager for July, August, and September of last year that we currently have now. So that's the reason you're going to see some of these variances. I just feel like this is a good report to be able to give y'all to look over. I feel like if you have time to look over it, you may have some questions you may want to ask. But for right now,
suggest that we put this on the work session. Give us time to look over it. And you know, if we have any questions, then we can ask that day.
Yeah. And Wayne, what I'd like to say, first of all, let me say thank you. Because this is what I think we need. And, you know, we talked about being able to have this on the agenda every month, right? So not just, and we can do it in work session. I agree, that's the best way to do it. What I'd like to see us be able to do is create, for lack of a better term, a kind of rhythm in terms of how we do the review on a regular basis, right? So that not only can we see the numbers, but you can point out to us areas that are positive, right? And areas that are of concern. And there should be probably it's some of both as we go through, right? Areas where we're coming in better, like you showed on revenue, areas where a little bit heavy. So that, you know, we can get a, you know, and as we get closer to the end of the year, those numbers become more critical, right? Because what I want to be able to is someplace in the year, because we are, every year I've been a commissioner, there's always been some unexpected circumstances that hit, right? So be able to know where we are in case something does happen, which usually happens. So we can say, well, you know, we've got a little reserve over here, or if we have to do something, maybe there's something else we can do. But I want to be able to, and I think it's important for us to be able to understand the budget in that way. Where are we compared to where we expected to be, right? Are we, how much to the good, how much off pace? So that we don't wait until the end of the year to find where that is, right? And we can work it in. It just makes us smart, is what I want it to be.
With that being said, If you go to the green sheet and look under expenditures and go down to legal, then follow that over.
Yep.
You'll see that we're kind of using the legal team quite a bit compared to what we were doing last year. So keep that in mind. One of the other things I would like to point out is down at the bottom where I showed the cash, you'll notice that this year versus last year, we're over $2 million more in the bank than we had in the last year. A lot of that was that ARs and all that came in and stuff like that. So that's the most important figure down at the bottom.
And our reimbursements from the state and the feds from all these disasters. Yes. Okay.
So, you know, and I know this is a lot to give you at one time. This one I think is good to get a chance to look over it. Any questions at the moment?
I know this is early in the cycle of the year where this is just through, and this is through September, right?
Right.
So are there any, you mentioned legal, and that's something that we certainly can pay attention to. But as areas come up, Mitch, or are there any others right now that you think we should be significantly concerned about, you know, to the extent that we might need to monitor closer, even perhaps?
Not really, because as I said, one of the reasons I put this white sheet back here is by looking at this, I did see some areas that I went, what happened here? And when I brought this sheet down and I started seeing the line items, I was able to see what line item it was. And as I said earlier, it came down to a situation where, for example, we were paying the auditor fees earlier this year than we've ever paid it in the past. And y'all know why it was late in the past, because audit was late. So things like that, I can explain why it seems to be higher, but yet in the long run, it's still right in line to what it should have been. So,
and that's what we need you to walk us through in the work session, William, so that we have the same level of understanding that you do, right? Okay. Cool.
In some cases, you can't compare next year with, or, you know, because of the COVID
situation. But it's nice if I can look in there and say that, for example, IT was one of them that caught my attention. They normally have this big contracted services that normally gets paid like in September. Well, this year it's getting paid in October, and it didn't show up here, so it made it look like a big reduction. But yet, in the long run, it's still going to be the same amount they were paying anyhow. So it's just a matter of when
it plays out at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and the further we go along, there'll be more clarity, right? Because these more things will be in place. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Next on the agenda is board appointments, and I believe we had the jury commission. Has any applicant?
The jury commission?
Yep.
I make a motion to move forward.
Motion and a second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. All right, so under
the destination branding, we've already done.
Correct.
Just want to make sure there wasn't something else.
I do have, yeah, I don't know if you want to accept areas that I have a couple of questions about one area under budget amendments three, but I can wait till you get to that.
We'll take just one by itself is a motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. So on to budget amendments. You had a question?
Yeah, I do have a question. And Mitch, I don't know if you prepare for this, but I've just asked. Do you know what the balance is in the tornado relief fund now as we stand? He's ready to go. Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you. What is that noise? Like birds.
I would like to point out that I know the day is November the 1st, so there will be some more rent being paid out, which we haven't processed. I think I got to get with Mitch to find out exactly how many lots we're going to be paying, because I think it's going to actually go down by one more. But that's not on here yet.
Okay. Perfect. Mitch, you're here. Do you know how many people do we still have in the trailers right now? Do you know? Seven people. Seven trailers or seven people? Seven trailers. Okay. And this is the amount we have now, approximately 40,000, a little less than that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm going to just make a statement for the commissioners to think about. You know, my wife came up with the idea about setting up this thing, and I thought it was a great idea. I brought it to the board, and you guys loved it. My wife and I kicked in the first check to start this thing. No telling that we were going to raise as much money as we did. We helped an awful lot of people. That's great. And the fact that we still have some money left, but we still have people in. And now that we're running close to the deadline, we're over a year, and we said we were going to maybe extend for another six. I know we could do that. But, you know, we're going to have to make some tough decisions, right? Because there are some people here, I hate to say this, a few, who don't have the same urgency that perhaps they should have, right? And some we're working with, which is, you know, real good. I mean, there's one person, I won't call any names, who was waiting on a particular trailer, right? And then they had some disagreement with the owner. And now that person's back in, been waiting patiently to move in. But now they have a disagreement. So, you know, but we're going to have to reach some conclusion relatively quickly, even if it means giving some deadlines to folks, right? So, knowing that we have some funds left, and we talked about kind of how much we thought we could use per case, right, Mitch, in terms of helping people, we have several, and they were very appreciative. We were under, correct, Commissioner Robinson, under what the board allowed us to be able to do. So I think hopefully we have enough, but let me just put this in your head. I know this was to help people who were directly impacted in the tornado, right? And we've done that, the citizens. But there was one person or family that we did not do anything for. And that was the resident or people who owned that primary trailer park, the Craigs, Henry Craig and Sheila Craig. And they lost a considerable amount of their income, right, as a result of the loss of these trailers and people who lived there. And I'm sure most of you know they were primarily uninsured. At some point, when we get to using the funds that we have to move people, if there are left funds, not going to say how much or whatever, but I think we ought to look at making a contribution to the Craigs and trying to help them, you know, for their loss, because, it has been substantial. They have continued to work with citizens, trying to help them get into other places that they have. But it would be awful nice if we are able to consider doing something to help reduce some of their loss if we could.
So we extended it 6 months. When will that 6 months be up?
August, I think. March.
Okay, let me ask you, Ms. Robertson, do we have any invoices coming in for any of these victims trying to get some work done?
You're talking about the ones y'all approved me up to $3,100 to help. They'll be on the back page. There's some steps for our Collier, a water meter for our Collier, and plumbing hookups for her and MB. I didn't want to put names on here, so I just to put initials.
Yeah, and those things have been done for that person, right, Ron? And the inspectors have already been in.
The inspection has been done and completed. And she called and submitted
Well, based on the guidance y'all gave me, I think she would basically be maxed out what y'all had told me to go to.
I just wanted to know, you know, she maxed out because
and I can tell you to William and Mitch, Carolina Rebuilders Ministry, the nonprofit who's been funded by the Duke Endowment, has extended their services to Bertie County, right? But because of the pandemic, volunteers are limited, right? But they now have teams last week for the very first week, and we now have 38 applications from citizens in Bertie County. And I know 4 of those 38 are folks who were impacted by the disaster, right? I don't know if they're the same 6, Mitch, that we have in the homes, but I know we have 4 from down in my district, down on Morning, I think 2 on Morning Road and 2 are on Woodard Road, right? So if they are matched up, if they are in trailers, we're going to have more volunteers coming in the month of December. We're setting up right now. So maybe, you know, and we'll cover all the expense, right? Up to about 10 grand. Yeah, so if nothing happens by December, you know, we can set it up and have folks coming in because we're lining them up right now for December. So, might help a little bit.
And I like your idea of helping the landowners, but we could also help those individuals that are coming in.
That's very true.
That's very true. That money. Yeah. So, do you have any other questions about the budget amendments? Okay. So I'll take a motion to approve the budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Moving on to discussion item C. If there's
no objection, I'm going to wait on number 1 for the work session. And then we'll skip right over that. And then
whichever
you tell me. Why I'll leave it to
overview, and I'm sure Commissioner Weston can chime in. So basically, Golden Leaf, the plan has been for Golden Leaf to give the county a grant, and the county initially was supposed to give that grant to the nonprofit Partners for Bertie County for the teacher housing project. And so there's been some conversations about removing the county from that piece, since we're simply, the purpose is simply to transfer that grant to that nonprofit anyway. If they just remove us and give the grant directly to the nonprofit, that may make it a little bit easier to, in terms of moving forward and getting things done. So Commissioner Weston and I have had discussions about They will send the nonprofit will send a letter to Golden Leaf, and if the board is in agreement, I will prepare a letter on behalf of the board requesting that the grant funds be given to the nonprofit just to remove the county out of that process and make things flow a bit easier.
Well, let me say something about it first, so just so people clearly understand. We first, and William's been on the calls with us, and people from the school system, people from the builder, whole work, so, and our grant administrator, which is Mideast Commission. We started down this road because we thought the procurement process would be a lot easier if it went directly to us. But then we worked with Golden Leaf, and they pretty much have approved the procurement process that we want, meaning that we only have to bid out large items. We can go directly with our primary contractors and civil engineer, do a lot of work in-house, and we don't have to bid. So that's made the process a little bit easier. But there's still the administration part of it, right? William's got his hands full. He doesn't need to have to mess with this stuff. And we're not doing it ourselves. We are paying Mideast Commission. A lot of you know Kevin Richards and also Terry Boyd, who are administering this grant for us, right? And they are professionals at this. We don't want to, you know, we don't have the expertise with our little nonprofit to do it. Here's the letter that our letter, I'll just read it to you quickly. I want to belabor this, but it's written to Bryn Farr, who is the director that we're working with on this issue, is going to take this before their board in 2 weeks. It says, "Hi, Bryn. In response to discussions between Bertie County Government, Golden Leaf, and Partners for Bertie County Public Schools, please accept this correspondence from Partners requesting the transfer of Golden Leaf's $277,000 grant to Bertie County Government in support of our teaching housing project to the nonprofit who will be the owners of the housing facility, Partners for Bertie County Public Schools Incorporated. It is our belief that the transfer of this grant and all accompanying requirements to Partners of Bertie County Public Schools Incorporated will significantly strengthen the procurement and grant administration process in support of our teaching housing project. Partners is uniquely positioned to fulfill all requirements and responsibilities associated with this vital teacher housing project in Bertie County. I have attached for your review additional requested documents listing Partners' board of directors, conferring our tax-exempt status from the IRS, our budget for this project, verification of Partners' unique financial position, September 21 bank statement, Southern Bank, Windsor. While we wholeheartedly support this transfer request, it should be clearly acknowledged that if the Golden Leaf's board declines our request, we will eagerly move forward under the present structure." And thank you. The last part is the important part. If they choose to do this, that's great. It'll simplify everybody's life. But if they don't, nothing changes. We still have all the funds that are required to do this project and go forward. So it'll just make everybody's life a little bit easier if you guys would allow us to have a letter from the county in support of that transfer is what we're asking.
I second that motion.
Thanks to Wesson for all his work on this.
A lot. Thanks to this board, first of all, it would not have happened unless we were able to come up with some community support funds. And Bertie County, the county government led that effort along with the school system and the town of Windsor. The town of Windsor donated the property to us. And we are singing on all. This is a $3 million project. We got $3.1 million in the bank. We're ready to rock and roll.
Next on the agenda,
thank you, Shirley. Yes, the Employee Appreciation Week will be the week we just mentioned, November 27th through December 3rd. We discussed at a previous meeting, the board did recommended that we, in terms of giving gift cards and gift certificates, that we would keep it local here in Bertie County instead of having an employee loan, of course, due to COVID. And instead of having the drive through, we'll just purchase gift cards or gift certificates to our local eateries, things that are just local. And so we have a list. We're going to survey our employees. They will select the restaurant of their choice, and we will provide a gift card to them. We'll also do the gift drawings during that week. We collect gifts from ordering from various places throughout the year. Departments keep those things, and those things will be raffled off to county employees. Of course, we recognize employees on the website and on Facebook, meeting the employees who reach those milestone years this year. And I spoke with the county administrator, and he confirmed that we will have their Christmas parade this year. So of course, we also agreed to give the employees half day off as we usually do. And that will allow them to get lunch on their own and to attend the parade. So that is the plan for Employee Appreciation Week. Not to mention the thing that you like to committee recently met, and they are going to have a spirit week where the departments will dress up, and of course we'll take pictures and share those with you.
Please take a picture of Scarborough one.
Recess, yes.
What time is the groundbreaking? Okay. Works for me.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, that's 2 weeks away. I mean, is that still the... I'm not going against that, Shirley. I'm just saying is that, you know, I know we want to give some relief to EMS. We want to have some finality if we can, you know, to that. So I know folks are looking forward to that. Is there any possibility? Yeah. What about the 10th? That's a week, a little more, the 10th Wednesday, middle of the week.
I'm good. Yeah.
Right.
Are we going to do this at 9 a.m.?
Yeah. I want to make sure that our staff too. Do you guys have any conflict with that, David, or that you guys?
We've got a shot clinic that day, but I will have.
That is like Wednesday the 10th.
I can be here
today. You sure, Mitch? We don't want to.
I'll have somebody. We'll have everything set up well before 9 o'clock.
So. Okay. All right. Don't worry about that. You impress us anyway. What time again? 10? 9 o'clock? Okay.
Me too. I didn't say it, but I will do.
Are we going to meet here? Want to meet here?
Just to let the audience know, our IT and county manager, assistant county manager, have been working trying to make the audio better for these
meetings, especially on the Zoom side. And so they're still working out the kinks. And so if you're hearing that same buzzing sound that I'm hearing, we apologize. And hopefully by the next meeting, they will have all the bugs worked out. But hopefully you can hear us better. All right, moving on, commissioner's reports. Commissioner Robertson.
What I have is the CARES Act still has funds for to help assist with the rent and utilities. The foundation with Hope Foundation still has money for rent assistance. So anyone that's trying to help
might have been easier to do it the other way.
With rent assistance and utility assistance, please step into CARES Act or even Hope. Thank you.
Commissioner Trent.
Not this time.
Commissioner Wesson?
Yeah, just a couple of quick things. We are set to do the, I guess, ribbon cutting for Blue Jay Recreation Center this Saturday on the 6th. And that time is set for 12 o'clock noon. Is that correct? 12 o'clock news. So, you know, it's a project that we have completed a few months back, but we never had a chance to have a ribbon cutting due to COVID. And I think care has been taken to make sure that this is going to be a safe environment for those who are going to want to come out. But I'm looking forward to that. People getting a chance to see it. Done some great work out there and something that citizens should be very, very proud of. Also, concerning the trash, and especially the larger site on Highway 1713, you know, I got to say this. Juan, you remember the last time we brought several issues to the concern, right, about overcrowded, having to shut it down, the potholes. Well, we had three specific things that we asked, right? The empty the dumpsters, keep them open, remove the oil and the potholes. And I guess maybe one out of three ain't bad, but they only done one out of three, but we're still having, people are being turned away who have large stuff to dump. And these are not contractors, these are citizens who do yard work, and you've cut a lot of bushes. And one of my neighbors, you know, was clearing out some ditches and, you know, had a little small truck. You couldn't, no place to put the limbs. And all the oil is still there on the ground. It's not been moved at all. The potholes are still there on the exit. Now, they can claim that that's DOT, but they had a supposedly a working relationship with DOT that if they being the
Republic Services.
The Republic Services provided the gravel that DOT would lay. Well, the gravel is there. So I don't understand what's going on, but I can tell you citizens are still not pleased. I hear it all the time. The biggest one is in my district. You know, I live right up the street. I hear it. I go up there. The workers are doing the right things. They're calling in days in advance. But whoever is doing the scheduling, I mean, it can't be that difficult a thing to know that, you know, you got to be out there so many days, or when the guys call and they call in advance, you need to give it priority. It's just not happening. I be honest with you. We've got to find a better way.
If memory serves me correctly, we had asked the attorneys to draft a letter to Republic Services, and we all submitted tons of evidence to that. But if that letter has been sent, I'm not aware of.
I don't think it has. I think Attorney Smith was the attorney at that meeting. And so I'll follow up with him, okay, and make sure he has everything that needs to go in it. And so that we can.
And I've sent him some things even since then. Mm-hmm. I haven't personally been getting any phone calls lately. It's been wonderful. But, you know, it does need to be taken care of. So. As I mentioned, under November 16th is the groundbreaking for the training center out on County Farm Road on the 16th at 9 a.m. And Mr. Vaughn, I have neglected to call you today just because I've been having phone issues, but they would like for me to present the deed to the land at that groundbreaking. So if you'll have that ready for me. Okay, county manager's report.
I have one item. Well, I had two, but Commissioner Weston already mentioned the Blue Jay event to be held on Saturday, so the board is aware of that. The other thing I wanted to mention is something that I'm very proud of. Last week, Finance Director William Robertson and HR Risk Management Director Courtney Ward met with a representative from the association risk management pool. Of course, that the risk management pool is where it pretty much embodied our insurance coverage. And so about every 2 years, they will conduct an assessment, and there'll be a number of items that counties, they're not required to have them in place. But if you do have certain things in place when it comes to safety, they will give you a reduction on your premiums. So 2 years ago, a little bit over 2 years ago, the last time that it was done, we received a 1 point credit. The max that you can get is 3. So we received a 1% reduction because we met some of the things on there. As of when assessment was conducted last week, and we are at 2.5 out of 3.
Wow. Yay,
so I wanted the board to know, as well as the public to know, that, you know, we're here talking about our financial position not being the best, but we are working day to day to make sure to save where we can and to improve that financial position. So kudos to our risk management director and the entire staff for doing, there are a number of things, too many to name right now, but there are a number of things that it takes a staff to complete and to get done. And Courtney did a great job with leading that.
Great job.
Outstanding.
And I will just say, my grandson will be in the Super Bowl Saturday and at Dare County Rec. So I will not be at Blue Jay. I'm so sorry to have missed that, but I can't miss my grandson's football. And he's one of the star players. So yes, I can't not miss that football game. Very proud of him.
Commissioner, I want to say one other thing. This is something for us and for citizens too. On Tuesday, November the 9th, there will be a presentation on the community health report for Bertie County, right? And you can sit down. It's going to be delivered via Zoom. So I will give to our clerk, one, if that's okay, the link to post. So if people want to come on and hear the health report, I think it's going to be interesting to see what things have improved and what things still need a lot of work for some of the health issues that we have here in the county. It's a pretty, you know, detailed report. So that's on the 9th, and that is at 9 o'clock. Okay.
So yeah, that report's coming from Healthy Carolinians, which we help fund. It's a great committee. I have the honor of serving on that. So thank you for bringing that up. Yeah.
And one other quick thing, I don't know if y'all guys know, but there's a movie that's been filmed about Bertie County. It's a fictitious story. Well, it is not an actual story, Bertie County, but it's based on the life of citizens here in Bertie County who occupied Hope Plantation the generations after that. It was filmed on the presence, and we're going to see the board for Hope is going to see it on the 7th. But one of the things I'm going to ask is if we could maybe show it. You know, so the board get to see it. Wouldn't it be nice at our new community space?
Oh, yeah.
We have a big screen in there to maybe be able to show it there, and people can come in and actually see the movie. It's only about an hour and a half. It's going to be shown in Washington. It's going to be shown in Greenville and another third place. I don't know where, but that's later in the month. But maybe we can get them to give another little preview to the board if they'd like to see it, but have something for citizens right here at our new space. It'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, it would.
You know, consider that anyway.
Okay. County attorney's report?
No reports.
Okay, thank you. Public comments. Are there any other public comments? Joe, do you have any public comments?
Chair Lee, we don't have any public comments in the chat session of Zoom.
All right, thank you. All right, we are going into closed session under pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318, point 11A, 5 and 6. So I'll take a motion to go in.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Back in open session, and just for the sake of those that hung around, we have met with our county manager for his yearly evaluation, and I would just like to say publicly that we are all pleased with the work that he's doing, and we've given him some goals to work on for the upcoming year, and that's what we've been discussing. So, yeah. And I will take a motion to adjourn. Or recess, excuse me.
Recess.
Yes.
Until November 10th.
November 10th at 9 a.m.
Commissioner's room.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You don't know that.
At this time, I'll close them.